Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming. We're available in Portuguese, Spanish, and Swedish.
Hola.
On our MyTalk app. I'm Jace. And joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become a professional camel breeder, ladies and gentlemen, queen of the camels and the humps, Alexis Thompson.
I got the humps. Good morning, Snuffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
I was hoping you'd make a camel noise. And good morning, all of you. It's Wednesday, friends, January 25th, 2023. Welcome to a room of one's own day. Welcome to burn supper day. Welcome to fluoride day. Make sure you have fluoride. Welcome to library shelfie day. Not selfie, shelfie.
Okay.
Welcome to National Opposite Day. Welcome to National Irish Coffee Day.
Yum.
And welcome, friends and neighbors, to our show. Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers.
Drink that coffee.
Yum. Hitting the spot.
Delish. Hitting the spot today. Oh, let me take one more sip. While we enjoy the thrilling John Williams score behind us.
Oh, yeah.
Newly Academy Award nominated yet again.
That's right.
Genius. John Williams.
That's right. We're the official. John Williams, we're his official morning radio show. No longer. He loves us.
Still need to see me Fablemans.
I know. I might go see, I keep saying this, but I really do think I finally might sort of kind of, I think I might go see Avatar tonight.
Yeah.
I keep putting it off. And speaking of that, oh God, I don't want to brag about our show, but yes, I do. And I don't want to oversell, but yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
We have so much great crap today.
There's a lot going on. It's going to be a fun show today.
It's going to be a fun show. Let me just give you a taste. Now, nothing in this hour. You can go ahead and go back to bed. No, I'm just joking. No, we have Senator Amy Klobuchar is our guest today. She'll be calling in at the top of the second hour. Alexis and Holly are going to give a big fat movie review of Megan. Mm-hmm. We're going to play Master Debaters. We're going to launch a new segment that I'm really excited about, confessionals or confessions. Holly, what's the open say? Confessions?
It says confessions.
Perfect. We'll call it that.
Yes.
That's good. Yeah, it's a good one. We're calling it confessions. This is where this is your segment. Whether you're a flight attendant, you work at a candy store, a server, fast food worker, hairstylist, you bitch about us, the public, and we will disguise your voice. You tell us the horrible stories that you've had to endure over the years. And boy, oh boy, do we have some Wallapalooza ones to kick this off.
Yes.
So that's just a taste of what we have ahead.
Ooh, fun.
But first, I had a kitchen disaster yesterday.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Are you making nachos or something?
No. So I'll start with the positive. I told you this yesterday. Lisa LaCourcier, my gal pal, came over for girls' night. And it was a soup-a-palooza girls' night. We were at my house, and I've never made soup in my life. I've baked, I cook, In our house, I'm the cook, but I've never made soup. And Lisa is the mistress of soups. She makes soups all the time. So I said, well, can you teach me your ways, your dark magic? So she came over and she made, she showed me how to make chicken lemon orzo soup.
Ooh, fancy.
Or just the foundations of making soup. I'm now obsessed. And today after, I have a shoot for the TV show. But afterwards, I'm going to go buy an Instant Pot.
Yeah,
and
I was going to ask if you use the Instant Pot. Oh, that's the way to go.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I am so excited. Like, I want to be at the store and I want to get my Instant Pot and I want to start making. I think the first soup I'm going to make tonight for my husband, like Donna Reed, is the chicken tortilla soup. But anyway, that's not my disaster. So that's the positive of last night.
Just kidding. It's all good. That's what's so easy about an Instant Pot.
Yes.
You put it in there, you turn it on.
That's right.
Enjoy.
I hope you find an R2-D2 or a Darth Vader one.
Oh, they have those?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So yeah, we both have them and love them.
Okay, I know, Lex, I know. Oh, nice top, Lex, by the way.
Thanks.
I know that you have one, Lexa Lou. Mm-hmm. Holly, you have one as well?
Indeed.
And you enjoy your device.
Very. It's super versatile. You want to make a potato in it? Great. Oatmeal, wonderful. Soup? Okay.
Boil eggs in there.
Yeah. Okay.
So fast.
Okay, Alexis, that's the first thing that came out of executive producer Jeff's mouth.
Yeah.
I'll ask you what I asked him. That's usually what everybody tells me. Why? What's up with eggs in there? Why does everybody love it?
Well, it's fast, first of all.
Okay.
And they just taste delicious. They boil up in like 4 or 5 minutes. It's so fast.
Okay.
So you don't have to sit there and wait for the water to boil. And that's the way to go. You just put a little trivet in there.
Jeff also said that the shells come off of the egg real easy.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a perfect boiled egg. Mm-hmm. You're not just guessing like, it's been about 12, 13 minutes. Yeah, I better take it out.
Okay. Holly, is there a favorite thing you like making in there?
I like making curries.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put some spices, put a little veg in there, put a little meat. Takes like 10, 20 minutes. Done.
So easy.
Okay. I'm so excited to enter this world of yours. I'm very, very excited.
It's about time.
Well, I know,
you get on my case for finally getting the Uber app? We've been instant potting for years.
Okay, now there's a stark difference.
Wait, when did you just get the Uber app?
Like last year.
No, it was the Gracies when Don and I were out there with NB Arthur.
It was a few years ago.
Yeah, it was a few years ago.
All right.
But still, about a decade after Uber had become like a common thing.
Yeah. We have to drive around here everywhere.
Already had gone through the cycle of getting Uber, then deleting Uber.
Yes.
And then
See, I'm just the second wave. I'm Facebook. I'm not MySpace, okay?
Lex, you were not second. MySpace. Lex, you were not second wave. You were like seventh wave. So much so that B. Arthur, Holly, Lex goes, Lex, or B. Arthur and Dawn and Alexis, I guess, would like split. Okay, I'll get this cab. Blah, 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 blah. So it's Alexis's turn, and Alexis looks at Dawn and B. Arthur, and she goes, guys,
I got it.
And we don't have to get a cab. There is this exciting new app called Uber. And they both looked at Alexis like she had just gotten out of the DeLorean with Doc and Marty. You know,
dream.
Yeah. And
I love Back to the Future.
We are in the future, Alexis.
We're
7 years past that movie.
Mm-hmm.
We are. You're right. Where's my hoverboard?
Yeah, we don't have it. Where's Jaws 38 or whatever the Jaws number? Anyway.
But yes, it was very exciting to get that app and to download it and do all the things.
Yeah.
Because usually, you know, I'm with people who already, they just take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like an independent woman. That's what it was.
Woman,
I was like,
I
got you, ladies.
Uh-huh.
Watch what I can do.
Yeah. Well,
like Hazim is coming. He's in a black sedan. Just watch. I love that.
I can track where he goes. I can see when he pulls up.
He's 3 blocks away. What a concept.
Holly, it was one of my favorite days on our show ever. I could believe it, but I couldn't. I laughed so hard.
Alexis, I'm Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
She's Facebook. She was second phase, whatever. Now, let's do this. Let's take a break. I'll tell you about my disaster quickly, which will perfectly glide into more food news. We have Oreo news. We have root beer. We have chili cheese news. Ooh. So it's a food-a-palooza when we return. Stay right there. Nutrisource. A family like no other. Hi, everybody. It's Jason. Live for Nutrisource, the official dog food of my boys, Dexter and Mr. Big. Well, let me tell you. Kombucha is a lifesaver. I got to record this tomorrow. Record this. What am I, 90? I got to put this on the Insta. Mr. Big, our Frenchie, is a picky eater. I don't know what we would do without kombucha, because here's the deal. Kombucha is a bone broth food topper for your dog. And it comes, by the way, in a resealable pouch that you keep in your refrigerator so you can save it and don't waste anything. But this is perfect. Kombucha is perfect for picky eaters, dogs bored with their regular food. And it also helps a variety of issues like tummy issues. It can help with hydration and digestive issues. It contains probiotics, which is so good for your dog. So find Nutrisource at NutrisourcePetFoods.com. Our researcher, Phil Jones, found out that the exact date that Alexis discovered Uber was June 27th, 2019, Holly.
Oh, honey.
I don't need to download the app until then.
2019, Holly.
Bless your heart.
So I love that Lex.
Thank you.
I love that Lex says she's phase two. I think that's firmly phase four or five.
And what is Alexis? MySpace?
Yeah.
Friendster?
No, yeah. They're gone.
They're gone.
They're gone.
They're gone. Little food talk. I'll start with a disaster. I told you about this damn coconut cake that Lori Barghini told me about in Hawaii. It's at the legendary hotel called the Halekulani. And they're famous for this coconut cake. And again, Lori told me about this, and she started my obsession. It's a light sponge, two layered. In the middle, there's pastry cream with coconut in that cream, and then the icing is a homemade whipped cream, a very light whipped cream, not a buttercream, but a light with coconut outside. The bakery had been closed for years, as you know, and the hotel actually was closed during the pandemic and didn't actually reopen until, I believe, last year. Anyway, this trip that I just went on, we finally got a slice of this legendary coconut cake. And I will tell you, it lived up. Colin loved it, and I did too. So now I found the recipe. I told you guys about this a couple days ago. Lex put the link up for the thing. I tried to make it yesterday, and it was a disaster.
Oh, no.
A disaster.
Why?
Because one of the recipes, not the one that we linked to, but one of them that I was following yesterday, because I thought, oh, this one looks more right. Well, it was more wrong. It had me put, and I'll keep this simple, it had me do 8 egg whites. It really only requires 4. So when I whipped, you have to whip these egg whites, you have to whip it until it almost looks like meringue. Oh my gosh. I went to pour that into the batter, and it overwhelmed the batter, and I immediately knew something was amiss.
Oh no.
And I baked that damn cake, and it was basically an angel food cake. It was,
real fluffy,
and it rose over the lip of the pan. Like, I basically made a 3-layer cake in 1 layer.
Dang.
And I was so mad because I wanted to surprise Lisa and Colin with it yesterday. And I wanted to make it while she made the...
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
soup and blah, blah, blah. But I was so kind of crestfallen. And then Colin, bless his heart, and I don't know, maybe you guys can relate with your significant other. I'm in the middle of the disaster. Like, I'm pouring the egg mixture into the batter, and I'm realizing it doesn't look the way it's supposed to. And I'm just mad because I've spent all this money on the ingredients. My kitchen's a mess. I'm in the middle of this. And I'm now realizing that it is a disaster. And Colin starts trying to help. And I'm like, no. He's like, no, no, maybe this is how it's supposed to look. I'm like, no, it's not. And he's like, well, maybe you can fix it. And he keeps trying to help. And all I'm doing is getting more and more irritated. I'm like, no, I'm good. Back up, yo. I'm like, this is not the moment to try to help. And then he did it two more times, like one, two more suggestions. I'm like, nope, Colin, let me just bask in this disappointment. So I ended up baking it, and it was Lisa and Colin were very nice about it, but it basically was angel food cake because it was so light. It had no substance to it. It was the lightest cake ever.
And that coconut cake, you want that dense.
Thank you. Heavy. Yes.
Yeah.
So
But did it taste good at all? I mean, even though I know it wasn't what you wanted, but.
A little bit. Colin was very nice about it. He's like, well, it's fine, you know, with some berries and jam and whipped cream. And I'm like, yeah, if you have to doctor it that much, it's not a good cake.
Chocolate. It's exactly. Edible.
Yeah. With some ice cream and then some custard. And yeah, then it'll be fine. Yeah.
Top it with a mushy cherry.
So I'm going to try it again today because I have that person. I have a quirk where I just need to do this. Now I'm obsessed. Yeah. Now I want to get it right. So I'm going to try it again today. And I'll post it on the gram if you I get it right. It.
Yes, you totally support you, Jason.
Thank you.
Yes.
I just was so mad.
Do it.
Poor Colin. Just, he poked the bear. I'm like, nope. I'm in the middle of a disaster. Do not poke the bear. Just don't try to help me. Please. Do not try to help me. Continuing with food and sweets. I saw a picture of this. What's Oreo doing now, Lex?
Oh, this is the most Oreo. They have a new flavor.
Oh, God.
And it will hit shelves at the end of this month. It is a limited edition called the Most Oreo. So you take cookies and cream, and it's like extra stuffed cream in just a regular Oreo with the chocolate crackers. So they kind of took Oreo. So Oreo inside Oreo. Does that make sense? So it's like a cookies and cream, but they use the cookies are the actual Oreo cookies and stuffed it with itself.
So the cream in the middle has crumbles of the Oreo.
Right. So it's stuffed Oreo with itself.
Oh, it's like a tofurkey or a cake pie or whatever
Yes.
Turducken. That's what it is. Yes.
But it's like, it's actually more of like a turkey.
Okay.
It's taking itself and stuffing into itself.
Ooh. How very.
I'm just trying to think of like a turducken Oreo, you know, would be stuffed with, you know, those cookies the elves make and a combo or something, you know?
This I could do. I don't think we need any more Oreo flavors. Mm-hmm. This I'm down for because it's just an Oreo flavored Oreo.
Yeah. And of course they're being clever. Now we're in the metaverse for Oreo lovers called the Oreoverse.
Oh God.
Well, what fun is that if you can't eat it?
I'm trying to make it cute.
Thank you.
Sorry. I don't want your Oreoverse. I just want an Oreo in my mouth.
Right. Yes.
January 30th, you can get it. No. It's a very innovative flavor, they say.
No, it's not. It's the same thing.
Exactly.
It's like Taco Bell. They just reuse all the ingredients they have in the kitchen and they Frankenstein everything.
Yes. And it looks like it's extra stuffed, too. So if you like the creamy center, you'll get a lot of it here. Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go.
I might actually like these. You like the thin ones, Lex?
Yeah, I hope they make a thin version of it. I don't know, though, because it is, you know.
Supposed to be thick.
The most Oreo
ever.
Yeah,
ever. I could be down with this. Is it going to be available nationwide or select cities?
No, nationwide, January 30th.
Okay, Holly, are you an Oreo lover?
Not an Oreo lover, but I do like my Oreos thick in the middle. Like the frosting. The more, the merrier.
Oh, that's right. You like the corner pieces of a cake.
That's right. I like to lick the frosting.
Yes.
No.
Gosh, we'd be great cake mates.
Because you like the cake.
I like the cake. I like the, Oh, look at that.
Well, Lex, you can eat. Yeah, we would, the three of us would do well on a cake together.
Yeah. Cake. Like an oval shape. Yes. You get the ends, I got the middle.
That's right. We could devour a whole cake together.
Yeah, we could easily.
I'll lick your cake anytime.
That's right. Thanks, girl. It's a second annual My Talk Awards presented by Chan Hansen Dinner Theaters. We're going to be handing out the talkies very soon. Vote now for all the nominees from our show. Don't worry about the rest of them. It's fine. We'll spend the 8 o'clock hour each day the week of January 30th announcing the winners. Vote right now, mytalk1071.com. When we come back, more food news. That's right. We have chili cheese news next.
Even in the team at First Equity, if you have a mortgage question, look no further than your local lender, community-based First Equity. They do a wonderful job, and I love hearing from my talkers who have worked with David and the team, like Ollie. Ollie worked with Torben, and he said, I appreciate Torben's willingness to answer any and all questions. He never made me feel silly for not understanding something. He worked hard to find a grant that, or a loan that I qualified for, which I appreciate as well, and I'll definitely recommend him to others. Love hearing that. I get to talk about him every day because they really are the most wonderful team to work with. They'll take the time to get to know you, and they know you'll be back. Lots of mortgage or big companies getting out of the mortgage game. You do not need to worry about that with First Equity. They're here to stay. If you need a mortgage, they've got you. 763-251-8000 or head to mytalk1071.com and say it with me, type in keyword David.
Never been a fan of change. Welcome back to the show. Thank you for being here. We love you. We love you a lot.
You're the best in the world.
Ever. Tonight on the television, Price is Right at Night. Another episode of that.
Okay.
On CBS. We have Name That Tune on Fox. And then RuPaul's new game show, Lingo.
Oh,
on CBS. I know. I got to watch that too. Huh. So, yeah. What's better than a bear? Hmm. And I'm not talking like a bear at the Eagle. I'm talking like an animal bear. But we love bears too.
A panda's too, better.
That's right. But, and we're talking a real panda. We not Platinum Panda or My Talker, but,
oh, well,
but we love her too.
Yeah,
we love her too. And she does wear pants occasionally. but what's better than a bear with pants, right, Lex?
Well, yeah, if you ask A&W Root Beer, this is absolutely genius. Who's ever doing their marketing or their social media. This is just so smart. Of course, we talked about M&M's and their decision to pause their spokes candies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the A&W Root Beer bear, his name is Rudy, and Rudy doesn't wear pants. Rudy just wears an orange sweater.
Free and easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, cheers.
A little Donald Duckin.
Yeah.
And so now A&W Root Beer has said, hey, America, let's talk. Since 1963, Rudy, the great root beer bear, has been our beloved spokes bear. And, you know him because he's 6 feet tall. He wears an orange sweater, but we get it. His lack of pants can be polarizing. Therefore, we've decided that Rudy will wear jeans moving forward. He'll remain the cute official spokesbear as always. Of course, they make he's unbearably cute and impossible to replace. And now he'll be in denim. So you can see that they use the same font as the M&M branded. It's just so funny.
It's genius.
It is.
Very.
Because I really hope. I already think we're doomed. I'm just wanting the asteroid to just come. But if people are really spending time being outraged by the fact that cartoon characters don't wear britches, I hope this is just yet another marketing ploy. I hope no one's writing to the poor A&W root beer people complaining that their bear doesn't have britches.
I mean, let's list all the pantsless anthropomorphic creatures we have seen throughout the decades.
Yeah.
Donald Duckin. I mean, who else? Yeah. Who else does it? Mickey Mouse? No, Mickey wears
pants.
He's shirtless.
Oh, that's true. That's Charmin Bear wears no clothes.
He's naked.
No, he's got nips out, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Rubbing his butt on that tree.
Yes. Oh, we got Pooh Bear.
Oh, yeah.
Who else doesn't have pants?
Tigger.
Tigger's, nude, I guess.
Tigger's completely.
Yeah.
Completely naked.
That Porky Pig, he just wears a jacket and a bow tie.
Yeah. Wile E. Coyote, naked. He's not wearing any pants. Bugs Bunny's completely nude.
Yeah. That's right.
Where's the outrage there?
Mm-hmm.
Bugs Bunny's girlfriend, I can't think of her name. Her boobies are out.
Lola. Lola Bunny.
Lola Bunny.
From
naked.
Space Jam.
Naked.
Mm-hmm.
Tweety Bird, naked. Tom and Jerry, naked.
Yeah, naked.
You know who, you know what fictional cartoon character or a character does have pants?
Who's that?
Beaker. Beaker has pants. That's right.
You don't need to be naked.
No. Totally.
Genius A&W root beer, and genius. All I want is root beer.
Yeah, cheers to
the root beer. I love root beer. Just one of God's gifts.
And they're closing down locally. Is there
I
one?
Know.
I know there's one South Metro.
There I used to be one in Apple Valley, but I don't know if that one's open anymore.
And Lex, there used to be one near you.
Yeah, Little Canada. On Rice Street. That one's shut down.
It did shut down?
Oh, yeah. It's been boarded up for a couple years now.
Oh, because I remember it because my ex lived by Alexis, and I used to drive by there when I would drop him off.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Oh, simpler times. Anyway, one more piece of food news. Chili cheese, Holly. Chili cheese. What's chili? Why is chili cheese in the news?
Oh, Jason, Alexis, chili cheese is making headlines.
Wow.
Because it has become a beer that you can drink.
What?
Yes, Modest Brewing, local here in the North Loop in Minneapolis, has teamed up with hometown hero Hormel to create chili cheese brew.
Ew. But at the same time, where can I get this? I'm bringing this to the Super Bowl party.
Oh, well, Alexis, you're going to be the life of the party. While supplies last, you can go to HormelChiliCheeseBrew.com.
Oh, it's a website.
A website. It was beginning yesterday was when the chili cheese brew was available. And you'll be able to get it in time for the big game if you act fast. Oh. Now, our good friend Stephanie March over at Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine.
Yeah.
She said she didn't hate it. Hate it.
Okay, so it's salty, a little cheesy.
Yeah, there's a little chili whiff. What?
I love that we're taking that as a win, that March didn't hate it.
Well...
She didn't totally hate it.
You got to take the win when you can.
Totally, yeah.
Oh, it's $12 and then $12 to ship it.
Well,
no. Well,
Alexis, look at how much we ship the ice cream.
Guys,
that
I'm doing
like
it.
Onion.
I don't care. I'm doing it. You're right.
Are you doing this, Lex?
I'm buying it right now.
Oh,
you are?
Yes, I am.
Look at you typing in your credit card number. Go ahead and do
that. Operators are standing by.
I can multitask here.
Go ahead and give us that 3-digit code. Yeah. Come on, Lex.
We're trying this, you guys. We're trying this.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll do it.
Okay.
Slightly. Not as terrified
about
trying this Hormel chili cheese brew than it was about the onion ice cream from Van Leeuwen. Because that...
You really did not like that, Holly Roberts.
Made my esophagus close up.
Oof.
Actually had a physical rejection of it. It was so bad. You know, Quinn, our social media manager, just took a big honk. I was like,
he just went to town, didn't he?
Yeah.
He did. He did two spoonfuls of that nast.
Well, because it's such a flavored, it's like, what is happening right now? And then at the end, the aftertaste is what gets you. Same with the mac and cheese.
I hated that one.
I think that was worse for me, too, for onion.
Oh,
that was vile.
That comes back like 2 hours later.
Oh, now this beer.
In a gas nauseous burp form.
Ew. Oh.
You guys, come on, right? Did that happen to you, Holly?
Yeah, a little bit. But here's the thing, Alexis.
What? Yeah.
Is that this is going to happen again when we drink the chili cheese brew. It's Minnesota Pilsner.
Uh-huh.
Chili spices and actual cheese powder was used to brew this beer.
I thought you did that on command, Jason. You're swallowing air over there.
Alexis, I thought you did that on the mic.
We all thought we did it. I didn't. I knew that I played it, but.
It's like, excuse me. It's like my long-standing, long-time project that I want to get Julia from Lori and Julia to burp the alphabet. I'm trying. Oh, I think we've gotten to the letter C.
Oh, God, that was good.
I can burp on command, but I'm not.
You're a lady, Lex. You're a lady.
I'm a lady, and
you are
also
a lady, Lex.
That sound effect beats any thing I could do. What was that? Chili cheese brew.
Chili cheese brew.
Just you wait.
Oh,
it's happening. You get a 4-pack, so perfect.
I'll try this. I like chili cheese, but I'm not a beer guy. So the thought of mixing these two things together.
Yeah.
It's gross. It's absolutely disgusting.
Let's get gross, guys. That's what we're doing here.
Oh, God. Oh, anyway.
All right, it's ordered. It's coming.
Okay. You did order it?
Yep, I just bought it. Yep.
Look at you. Okay, go ahead and give us that. Look at you put your credit card back.
I really did, everybody.
Yeah.
Serious, you guys. We are trying this beer.
Okay.
Now, also, just you can sample it, by the way, if you don't want to order it, in the Modest Brewing tap room now. So if you don't want to order it, you can go to the North Loop and go get a little sample.
Oh, hell, Lex.
Oh, well, that's what we should have done.
Yeah, Lex, that's 2 blocks from my house. You didn't need to order it.
Yeah, too late. Yeah, it will be a hit at the Super Bowl party.
Lex, it's good because I'll need to get it. I won't probably see you before then, so I'll walk down the street.
I'll
go get it.
Perfect. Okay.
When we come back, bad news for Madonna fans and worse news for TJ Holmes. we'll have those stories next. Everybody. This song's a perfect opportunity, gives me a perfect opportunity to say, coming up in about 20 minutes, Senator Amy Klobuchar will be our guest. You're thinking, wow, you're not a political show. Well, this is of interest to all of us that enjoy concerts.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just put it bluntly. Senator Klobuchar, like a lot of fans of T-Swift and more, were pissed over the monopoly that is Live Nation and Ticketmaster after the kerfuffle, the disaster, the cluster blank that was the T-Swift tour ticketing situation. Mm-hmm. So there are committees happening right now, and Senator Klobuchar is leading the charge. She'll be our guest to tell us why we should care. Yes, there are much bigger things to be going on right now. But folks, you chew gum and walk. Chew gum and walk. Multiple good things can occur at the same time, even in Washington.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Senator will be our guest coming up in just a little bit. But right now, let's start with bad news for TJ Holmes. The good morning former, almost, I shouldn't, I mean, it looks like former GMA3 host. He's not coming back. But anyway.
I was going to say, don't you guys think he's done?
They're not. No.
There's no way. Now, Amy, she might.
No.
You don't even think. You don't think. Okay. Well, for sure him.
Yeah.
Because it looks like he has been suspected again in another junior staffer romp. It's like the romper room over there for him.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess this happened in 2015, the same year that he allegedly had that months-long affair with his other subordinate. They allegedly had sex in his office, and now the second woman has come forward, has not said her name, but I guess they were doing it also. She was an overnight associate producer at ABC at the time when this happened, in her mid-20s, and Holmes, who's now 45... who's the staffer that he had this alleged affair with is no longer with the network. But it did happen when, you know, he had much more power than she did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The hierarchy, yeah, he did. As an anchor, yes. And you're a low-level producer, you're an opening or beginning-level producer, yes.
Yep.
Well, and what I'm hearing or the stories that I've been reading, the number of women came as a surprise to Amy Robach. Did you guys hear that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. She's probably like, what?
And I said this.
In your little black book? What?
Thank you. How big is that book?
Uh-huh.
And how? Anyway.
what was the next question,
nothing,
Chase?
Lex, let's continue. Here's, if I'm Amy, let's forget TJ for a second. Mm-hmm. If I'm Amy, girl, I am pissed. Now, look, she was part of the affair, too. She's a grown-ass adult, too.
Mm-hmm.
But you're learning all these things about TJ. Your career, not necessarily ruined, but we know enough about this business to know both of these two are going to have a mark on their reputation within the business. I can't see CBS hiring them. I can't see NBC hiring them. Maybe a local affiliate, like they could go maybe, but definitely not within the ABC family. And look, people have done far worse and have kept their jobs. You know, good Lord, I've heard there's been scandals within the last 5 years of anchors doing like basically porn.
Are they still working?
No. Thank God. Anyway.
It's a little distracting.
Showing their nibbly bits, you know, far worse than having a consensual love affair.
Right.
However, I just, if I'm Amy, I'm pissed. You know, they had it good. Amy was a star at ABC News and TJ was too. But that's what I was thinking about. Her career, though probably temporarily, is in the turlet. And now if this love affair ends, she's going to be left with, you know, no love, no husband. You know, Andrew's gone.
Peace out.
And her career is in tatters right now.
What do you guys think, Jason, Alexis, about it seems that Amy Robach and TJ Holmes have been playing the paparazzi game very deliberately and flaunting their relationship out in public. What is the end game of doing that?
What do you think, Lex?
The end game of doing that?
Yeah.
Just to prove maybe that we have a stronger bond, that we will outlast this, that, which now, of course, you know, she's jumped on a plane and she's gone away. But
yeah.
I think that's maybe the initial, just like, this is actual true love. Like, we'll get through this.
Yeah.
That's my take. What is it? What about you, Jace? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's to show us, that it's more than an affair. I think their thinking is, if we allow the paparazzi to see us just quote unquote living a normal life, it takes away some of the scandalousness of it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, we allow people to see us everywhere. We're here. It is. This is what I'm trying to say. 4 minutes later. We're not trying to keep this a secret. This isn't a secret affair. We're out and about. We're at Walmart.
We're getting a bagel. And
we're
a beer
at the Sheraton. You know, we're
here
we are at REI buying mountain climbing equipment.
Yeah, get my crampons.
That's right.
I'm gonna go walk out on the ice. It just seemed so. The word flaunt came to mind. Watching TJ Holmes and Amy Robach.
Oh, absolutely.
And ultimately it was like, okay, folks like this aren't doing this just because there has to be a strategy behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And was very curious about that because it doesn't seem like that strategy is going to be working well for their career. Like if they wanted to be a new, you know, power couple on anchoring some kind of television program. And
no.
I don't know how it's going to work.
No, girl, remember, the three of us were stunned. I was stunned. That they had no shame that next day.
Yeah.
They were on the anchor desk. Like, hey, good afternoon.
We're back.
We're having sex.
Maybe right here. better after we give you this recipe.
Which again,
yeah,
they were two consensual adults. They were, you know, they were both of equal level in the hierarchy of ABC News. You know, I personally thought if they didn't violate any HR rules, I didn't think they should lose their job. I really didn't.
Yeah.
Well, I think that the network was hoping for, you know, a Morning Joe situation.
Yep.
You know, so because they got the chemistry.
Great analogy, Lex.
They're doing it, you know. But, you know, now there's with all of these other lovers that he's had, of course, we're all going to take pause. That's a whole nother bag of chips there. So hopefully, gosh, I really do hope that Amy Robach will be invited back. Now, I don't, you guys don't think that will happen at all?
No.
Holly, you don't think so, do you?
I don't think so.
No. No. Because you know what it is, Lex? Even if she did, now it's perception. Yeah. Even if she broke no rules in the Mickey Mouse ABC News rule book, Here's the problem now. TJ and Amy are a distraction to the news department. Now, look, We have, if I'm the bosses and I want to put them back on the air, here's the good news. In 2023, we will care about this for about 17 hours. They will be a distraction for about a 24-hour news cycle.
Yeah.
And actually, now in the age of TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, it's about a 7-hour news cycle that people care about anything.
Is it because they became the news and that's why it's so distracting?
That's the problem. And I think a lot of their colleagues are eye-rolling. Mm. I think a big chunk of this is complaints within ABC News that they are, in fact, a distraction to the work they're trying to do.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Ooh, but the investigation continues.
Yeah, no doubt.
Wonder who else is on that list.
Yeah. When we come back, Amy Klobuchar is on our list. The senator will be our special guest, talking about her committee right now, her hearings about Ticketmaster. She's our guest when we return.